Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenny Outlaw here. It is Monday, August 10th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Before we start with our news, let's hear the agriculture report.
This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Farmers have to monitor for both things they can see and for those they can't. Nematodes are microscopic plant-eating pests that usually live beneath the soil surface. Zane Grabow is an assistant professor of nematology at the University of Florida. He studies plant parasitic nematodes in agricultural and horticultural crops. For a crop like cotton, he says, your best practice is diverse crop rotations and, where available, resistant varieties.
For a few years now, we've had root knot nematode-resistant varieties of cotton. Previously, we hadn't had anything for reniform nematodes, so the fact that there's potentially some varieties coming out that may help with reniform nematode is exciting.
Grabow and colleagues are working on more effective ways to monitor for these pests that cannot be seen with the naked eye. They're currently testing remote sensing options.
The collaboration with Ian Small up at the North Florida Research and Education Center, part of the University of Florida. And we're looking at using remote sensing drones in common parlance as a tool to quantify nematode damage and how different treatments affect cotton growth. Again, using that remote sensing or imaging from drones.
He hopes projects like this one will ultimately help farmers better control these microscopic pests.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Blackberries could become an important alternative fruit crop in Florida, according to the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. UF researcher Zhanao Dang and his team won a $76,000 award from the university's research office and plan to decrease obstacles so the blackberry sector can flourish. Dang says blackberries have emerged as an important alternative crop, and many Florida farmers are interested in growing it. The state of California is looking to build on the success of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California's quarantine housing program with an expanded effort to limit the spread of COVID-19 in rural areas. Governor Gavin Newsom tells thepacker.com the new housing for the Harvest program will provide safe temporary isolation spaces for farm workers who test positive or were exposed to the virus. That, he says, should limit the risk of spreading COVID-19. Traditionally, cover crops have been planted to help improve soil health, reduce rain runoff, and prevent invasive weed species. But according to AgWeb.com, while these environmental benefits are great, some farmers have started to grow cover crops for feed production. Tough growing conditions wreaked havoc on the traditional feed sources last summer, leaving many with poor feed quality and reduced yield. But some producers were able to take advantage of Prevent Plant Acres to make up for some of the lost forage.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Your local news for the month of August. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th, 2020 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, 607 Palmetto Street. For the first time ever, Jehovah's Witnesses will be holding their annual conventions on a virtual platform hosted on their website, jw.org. For the last 10 years, they have enjoyed gathering at the Hertz Arena in Estero and have appreciated the cooperation of local officials to make these events happen. However, they are canceling their physical gatherings this year out of concern for the health and safety of their local communities. Your jobs in Hardy County, Allen J. General Motors Superstore is looking for a customer service assistant. The right candidate must demonstrate exceptional organizational skills, be detail-oriented, and work well with others. Great entry-level position with plenty of room for potential career growth. Harbor Freight is looking for a retail stocking supervisor. You must be at least 18 years old and have 2 years in management or functional experience. Hertz is looking for a branch manager trainee. Mandatory requirements include a high school diploma or GED, proficiency in English, and the ability to read maps and drive different vehicles. All these jobs and more in Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the sports and business news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136, and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your Wauchula weather report and forecast. Your current temperature outside, 89 degrees, feels like 104. The shade feels like 98. UV index 10, very high. Winds north-northeast at 3 miles an hour. Wind gusts 4 miles an hour. Humidity 68%. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Pressure 30.13 inches of mercury. Cloud cover 9%. Visibility 13 miles, and your indoor humidity is 68%. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 3:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Heat index values up to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 30%. Tuesday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain, 20%. As your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast, now let's go on to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's start with baseball, where the Indians beat the White Sox yesterday 5-4. Tigers over the Pirates 2-1. Mariners beat the Rockies. The Rays beat the Yankees. The Red Sox over the Blue Jays, while the Royals took care of the Twins. Rangers beat the Angels. A's over the Astros. Mets beat the Marlins. Brewers got past the Reds. Dodgers over the Giants. Padres beat the Diamondbacks. And the Braves take a pair from the Phillies 5-1 in the opener, 8-0 in the nightcap. Meanwhile, the Nationals-Orioles game had to be suspended in the sixth inning, with the Birds leading 5-2 over technical difficulties. In the NBA, Thunder beat the Wizards, Raptors over the Grizzlies, Spurs beat the Pelicans, Celtics beat the Magic, Trailblazers over the Sixers, Rockets beat the Kings, and the Nets beat the Clippers. In the NHL, Caps beat the Bruins, Stars over the Blues, and the Blue Jackets beat the Maple Leafs. This is SRN Sports. In golf, Colin Morikawa has won the PGA Championship in just his second appearance in a major. The 23-year-old California native and Berkeley graduate shot a 6-under-64 in the final round at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, and he joins a pretty heavy group. Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, and Jack Nicklaus were the only 23-year-olds besides Morikawa to win the PGA. Morikawa chipped in from the fairway with 54 feet away in the 14th hole to break a logjam at 10-under. He then had an eagle on the par 4 16th when he drove the green and wound up just 7 feet from the pin. In racing, Kevin Harvick completed a doubleheader sweep at Michigan International Speedway, holding off Denny Hamlin in NASCAR's Cup Series race after Penske teammates Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney crashed out early in the final stage. Martin Truex Jr. finished third, Kyle Busch fourth. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And now for the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. President Trump is welcoming the latest jobs report.
The adding of 1.8 million jobs in July was a positive development, but it was also a pullback from the employment gains of May and June. Despite the slower pace of hiring, President Trump tweeted, "Great jobs numbers." Normally, the creation of 1.8 million jobs in a month would have been a huge economic boost. But the economy is still stumbling following 22 million lost jobs during the early months of the pandemic.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Canada plans to impose nearly $2.7 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports in response to President Trump's announcement last week that the U.S. is reinstating a 10% import tax on Canadian aluminum. Wall Street Friday, a mixed finish, S&P up 2, Dow up 47, NASDAQ down 97. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time here with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.